We've already looked at the lost, and we've said 1, 2, 3 ABC discipleship represents the need for the head, number one, the need for the heart, number two, and the need for the hands, number three, and the acceptance of what God calls for in the head and the heart, A, that subset. And then there needs to be an actual becoming through the love of what is in the heart and the work that will come through the metaphorical hands. And we said that's the B for becoming. And then we noted that between the hands and the head, there must be a commitment to persevere. Fruit, if you will, fruit of following and persevering. And we said that if and when that happens in a lost person's life, if and when the grace happens, the glory comes, the Spirit of God radically and supernaturally, miraculously changes that lost person through their content of truth, their culture of love, and their conflict of victory in the battle. If they prove to be the seedling that brings forth the harvest, and not just some heresy of hippie love or holy hammers, and if they truly commit not to the rules, but to the biblical relationship with Jesus Christ. We said, therein we now have a biblical disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we said, that person now leaves from being lost to coming up through the life cycle to that place of being a lover of God. Not just in a human description, but in a holy, supernatural, biblical definition. So let's now look at 1, 2, 3 ABC discipleship for a lover of God, a spiritual infant. Now, here again, we're going to use new language, but address the same principle. What do you do with a baby Christian, a new lover of God? And we say, 1, 2, 3, truth, love, warfare. We bring to them, we pour in per God's word, God's will, and God's ways. We pour in the truth that is age appropriate, if you will, for that new baby lover of God. We bring to them an explanation and a help to embrace this call and this new reality of the love of God that is in them. And we do the same thing in helping them to be prepared to live in spiritual warfare. I think in terms of that part, it's kind of like, spiritually speaking, baby Christians are like gazelles born on the Serengeti. You don't have a whole lot of time. You get born and you get up and you start running because there's a very real lion, says 1 Peter 5:8, that is prowling around looking for souls to devour. Well, in this process, with the baby Christian, the new lover of God, we bring the age-appropriate tools of truth. We help to learn how to live and love like Jesus. And we bring the realities of spiritual warfare coming alongside and doing our best to help prepare this new brother or sister in Christ to put on the full armor of God, because they need to know they're in the midst of a battle, whether they realized it or not. And here again, 1, 2, 3, truth, love, warfare. The process continues to A, B, C. We help them to live out a relationship with a vertical and a horizontal component, to accept the truth and the love that is now a part of their DNA as a brand new Christian. We come alongside in life on life, in koinonia, real love of nurturing. We help them to become what the love and the warfare of their change has called them into. And then we help them as they deal with the war and are constantly learning new truth. We help them to commit to this new place, because frankly, most of you may have already experienced this But when you come to the Lord, that's not a call to easy street. No, that's a call to pick up your cross daily and follow Him. And the reality is, you're going to have some tough times. Now, you'll have joy unspeakable and promises beyond the imagination. But the reality is, you're going to need some help to commit to this walk in Christ. And as the lover of God, this new baby Christian grows in the truth, and the love begins to swell in their heart, and they live and walk in victory in the warfare, and as they're accepting more and more and becoming a greater form and reflection of the light of Christ, and as their commitment is gaining strength, that process, that secular process again, 1, 2, 3, ABC, there will come a time, and it's unique to all of us. God's in control, not you or me. It's not a season. It's not a checklist of classes. It's not a bunch of head knowledge. It's not a to-do list of how much you've done. But as this holistic discipleship process is happening, and there is a sense that, yes, this baby is growing up, when 1, 2, 3, ABC are fulfilled in the glory and grace of our Lord, we'll say, here's a disciple's growth point. And there and then, that lover of God will demonstrate that they are ready to grow up to that next stage of a learner, where, like the infant who we've nurtured and who has been sustained on mother's milk begins to grow, it's time to take our baby to school. It's time for that little infant, that one that could only receive nurturing and was not in a place to do much at all on their own. They're now beginning to grow and sprout. Well, we're going to help them to grow and sprout by taking that lover and beginning the process to treat them and to love them and to equip them as a learner of God. Come back and we'll look at that as our next step in this 1, 2, 3 ABC discipleship process. Amen.